Action item number nine, report and possible discussion on Williamson County Raw Water Line Update. David Collinsworth.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, the purpose of this agenda item is to give you an update and kind of set the stage for the next agenda item, which is an action item for you to hear one of the infamous John Hawes bond resolution readings. So I'll be really brief because he's going to put you to sleep. For those of you that are newer on the board, we have a pipeline. It's a 48-inch pipeline, and it connects two reservoirs. It's 27 miles long. The larger Steelhouse Reservoir pumps water to Lake Georgetown for Williamson County customers. And we came to you last summer at your July board meeting and expressed some concern about lake levels. At that time, we were in a drought that we could argue was the drought of record. And we were really anxious about moving forward on a project to install larger pumps into the intake. We got moving on that project and shortly thereafter found out that we had some issues with the intake structure and we're going to have to do some significant rehabs. We came to you in October and I think again in January and gave you those updates. But just kind of where we are today is we have finished the engineering of the intake. The pumps have also been ordered. And we have gone out for RFP or RFB for bids for a construction company to install the pumps and to do the rehab. Archer Western and Company has, they were the low bidder, so they will be moving out next week, actually, and starting on the rehab of the intake. The intake rehab will take us to about January, and then the first pump is scheduled to be online in March, which is well ahead of schedule for us actually needing those pumps. We were blessed in October with rain, and it wasn't until last week that the reservoir actually was pumped down below the flood stage. So we're doing really well as far as the water goes, water levels in Lake Georgetown. The rehab and the pumps are going to be just about $6 million, and those will be, Mr. Halls will explain that to you in just a moment, but those will be costs that will be 100% covered by the five owners of that pipeline, the customers. Any questions?
Thank you,
okay. Thank you.